Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbees.com. Learn about remaining games, promotions, and theme nights. Get the latest team and player news at slbees.com. Your home for Bees baseball. The Bees Team Store is located on the concourse behind home plate, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality, officially licensed sports merchandise, only at the Bees Team Store. Fans visit the Bohemian Brewery Bullpen located in the left field corner. In the Bohemian Bullpen, you'll find unique food and drink options, including pretzel bun brats, as well as Bohemian Brewery Bees Brew. Bohemian Brewery is a proud sponsor of your celebrated Bees. Join us for Go Golf Night on Friday, September 23rd as we unite as a community to do our part to strike out childhood cancer. Visit thehuntsman.org/GoGolf and donate to childhood cancer research. Huntsman Cancer Institute's mission is to understand cancer from its beginning, to use that knowledge in the creation and improvement of cancer treatments, to relieve the suffering of cancer patients, and to provide education about cancer risk prevention and care. Through your generous donations, you advance the work of Huntsman Cancer Institute. Tonight is Be Healthy Night, presented by University of Utah Health. And you're invited to join them for free activities, giveaways, and more on the main concourse during tonight's game. U of U Health is a trusted healthcare provider for the Bees family and for your family. Special thanks to University of Utah Health. The Salt Lake Bees are thrilled to partner with Nationwide and the Buckner Company. When looking for the right protection for you and your family, think the Buckner Company. Visit your hometown partner to see how they can help when life throws a curveball. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit abusive language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest Guest Services or Security staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games, live or on demand. Top prospects and rising stars give it all they've got on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Hey, minor league baseball fans, it's time for the Striker Challenge. What is the largest joint in the human body? Stone your feet if it's the hip. Clap your hands if it's the knee. To learn more, visit MakeUpSmartAlliance.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the field for tonight's ceremonial first pitches. First of all, welcome Terry Buckner, CEO of the Buckner Company, who will be throwing the first pitch. Fans, it's time to introduce your Field of Dreams team, brought to you by Smith's. Please welcome B's Unfield Master of Ceremonies for this evening, Mr. Brecken Johnson.
Thank you so much, Jeff Wayne and I, with our Smith Field of Dreams team, brought to you by Smith's. Let's welcome the team tonight, who has the honor of being our Smith's Field of Dreams team. All right, number six, Aiden Scott. Number 80, Alec Dye. Number 99, Dax Batty. Number 13, Chris Lackey. Number 6, Hudson Pratt. Number 1, Jace Moriyama. Number 9, Jax Heyman. Number 12, Simon Green. Number 17, Skylar Bay. Number 10, Tage Greer. Number 8, Tice Greer. Give up for your Smiths, Field of Dreams team.
Starting lineups are presented by Zions Bank. For a banking home field advantage, Zions Bank is for you. First up, the Reno Aces, AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Leading off is the second baseman, number 5, John Carlos Central. Batting second is the center fielder, number 3, Dominic Fletcher. Batting third and playing right field is number 10, Jordan Luplow. Batting fourth is the designated hitter, number 49, Leandro Cedeno. Batting fifth and playing left field is number 16, Buddy Kennedy. Batting sixth is the catcher, number 36, Jose Barrera. Batting seventh and playing first base is number 6, Dominic Canzone. Batting eighth is the shortstop, number 24, Jake Hager. Batting ninth is the third baseman, number 1, Camden Dusenak. The manager is Gil Velasquez. Hitting coaches are Nick Evans and Mark Reed. The pitching coach is Doug Graybeck. And now, here is the
bye. A message from Major League Baseball.
Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Berruti.
Good evening, everybody, from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Zach Berruti, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where tonight the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. It's game four of this six-game set. And so glad you're with us tonight on the Aces Digital Network, as Reno looking to pull even in this series with Salt Lake. The Aces, after winning game one with a late surge by a final of 9-6, scoring five runs in the eighth, have seen the offense run dry the last couple of games. Just three solo homers accounting for the runs in each of the last two games. The Aces got a solo homer from Jordan Luplow in a 4-1 loss on Wednesday. And then last night, two solo homers, Cole Tucker and Jose Herrera, but that was it, in an 8-2 loss. As we take it back to last night's contest, it was Dre Jameson getting hit a bit in the early going, and five runs for the Bees over the first two innings. Three in the first inning, and they got their runs on an RBI single by Michael Stefanik, followed by a two-run double by Orlando Martinez, and then they made it 5-0 in the second on back-to-back two-out RBI singles from Dylan Thomas and Michael Stefanik, who struck again, his second hit as part of a three-hit night. So Jameson gave up five runs on six hits over the first two innings, and the Aces were immediately behind the eight ball. Reno would not get on the board until the fifth. They had chances in the early going, and it just seemed like it was going to be one of those nights. Seth Beer seemed like he would have a two-out RBI single in the first, but a tremendous diving stop by Stefanik prevented that. The Aces got a leadoff triple from Giancarlo Cintron in the third, and then a strikeout, and then Jordan Luplow hit the stuffing out of the ball, but he lined it right to the third baseman, Jose Gomez, before Seth Beer struck out. So there were just instances where you kind of got the sense last night it was not going to be the Aces' night. But they did get that home run from Cole Tucker, his first hit coming back off the IL, and it was not cheap. Out to left center field, that made it 5-1. But the Bees would get that run back plus another in the bottom of the fifth inning. Michael Stefanik hit by a pitch to start the frame. Two batters later, Monte Harrison singled, and then Jose Gomez brought them both home with a two-run double. And that gave the Bees a 7-1 advantage. Jameson made it through the fifth, but he allowed seven runs, all earned on nine hits. He walked two, hit a batter, and he struck out four. The Aces got their second and final run on a home run by Jose Herrera, his second in an Aces uniform this season. He sliced one down the right field line. That made it 7-2, but again, the Bees came right back in the bottom of the seventh, got the run back. Miguel Aguilar, who'd worked a 1-2-3-6, was back out for the seventh. He gave up a leadoff double to Stefanik and then a single to Martinez. That put runners at the corners, and in came J.B. Bukauskas, and he got Monte Harrison to ground out. But in doing so, Harrison drove in the eighth Salt Lake run of the game to make it 8-2, and that ended up being our final score. Aguilar gave up one run on two hits in an inning plus. J.B. Bukauskas and Mitchell Stumpo each had a scoreless inning for the Aces down the stretch. Our final totals last night, the Bees 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 8 stranded. The Aces, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 6. The winning pitcher, Ryan Smith, now 2-6. And the losing pitcher, Dre Jameson, now 5-12. And there was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 25 minutes. And the paid attendance was 4,401. 4,401, the paid crowd last night here at Smith's Ballpark. So turning the page and our attention to tonight's game, it's going to be Danny Olivero making his second AAA start. Olivero was impressive in his first AAA outing versus Vegas on the third, and he went six innings, allowing two runs on six hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. He did not factor into the decision that night. He'll be opposed by Cesar Valdez, an original ace dating back to 2009. Valdez is still doing it at the ripe old age of 37 years old. Cesar Valdez, just incredible, second in the league in ERA. But Valdez will pitch opposite Olivero, and Valdez comes in 8-5 with a 3.82 earned run average. So that is tonight's starting pitching matchup, as the Aces again looking to pull even in this series and try and get that magic number whittled down a little bit more. The Aviators did win last night. They defeated the Rivercats, with the magic number holding at 11 for the Aces to clinch that playoff berth coming into tonight's action. Tomorrow, game five of this series, the Aces starter still to be determined. Right-hander Jansen Junk will make the start for Salt Lake. And then on Sunday, it'll be Brandon Pfaadt for the Aces and Kenny Rosenberg for the Bees. And that'll be a 12:05 Pacific time matinee. Tomorrow, 5:35 And then on Sunday, 12:05 Pacific time, the Aces will actually bus back to Reno after that game on Sunday. It's old school. There were no flights that could accommodate the whole traveling party, so putting the team on a couple of buses and headed back to Reno that way. So that should be a lot of fun, actually, after tomorrow's game. 7-hour ride, but it'll be a pretty drive heading west into the setting sun. And then a day off on Monday, followed by the final 6-game homestand of the season getting underway on Tuesday. The Aces will host the Sacramento Rivercats. It's not the final homestand, it's the final 6-game homestand, because the Aces, after that 6-game stand, will go to Vegas, and then they'll come back and play 3 against Tacoma to wrap up the regular season before possibly and hopefully heading to Vegas for the AAA playoffs, which would be a lot of fun. But again, the magic number is 11, so the Aces still have work to do in terms of getting that ticket punched to Vegas. It's a beautiful night, and it's been a beautiful day here in Salt Lake. We've had some really, really hot temperatures, including record high on Wednesday of 107 here. But right now, it is 79 degrees. It only got up to 81 today here in town, and it has been a welcome cooling down after the last couple of days where it was oppressively hot, especially for these parts. The Bees are taking the field right now, so we will turn it over to the public address for tonight's national anthem. And following the anthem, we will have the starting lineups and first pitch here from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City.
And now, would you please stand as we pause to honor America with the singing of our national anthem, which will be performed this evening by Heather Jackman.
On a beautiful Friday night in the Mountain Time Zone, Salt Lake City, Utah. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Aces Baseball on the radio. The Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Welcome inside Smith's Ballpark. And let's give you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the visiting Aces. As posted by manager Gil Velasquez, Reno coming in with a record of 73-59. The Aces lead the Aviators by 8 games in the West and have a magic number of 11 to clinch a playoff berth. Leading off, the second baseman, Giancarlo Cintron, riding an 8-game hit streak into this one. Batting second, the center fielder, Dominic Fletcher, hitting third, playing right field, Jordan Luplo. The cleanup batter, designated hitter, Leandro Cedeno, hitting fifth in left field, Buddy Kennedy batting sixth. The catcher, Jose Herrera, and rounding out the order for Reno, batting seventh, the first baseman, Dominic Canzone, hitting eighth, the shortstop, Jake Hager, and batting ninth, the third baseman, Camden Duzenac. Again, for the Aces, Cintron at second, Fletcher in center, Luplo in right, Cedeno the DH, Kennedy in left, Herrera the catcher, Canzone in first, Hager in short, Duznak in third. The starting nine for the Salt Lake Bees, posted by manager Lou Marson, the Bees at 62-70. Leading off, the shortstop, Jake Palamaki, batting second, the DH, Keen Wong, hitting third, center fielder, Dylan Thomas. Batting cleanup, the second baseman, Michael Stefanik, hitting fifth, and right field, Orlando Martinez, batting sixth, third baseman, Jose Gomez. Rounding it out for the Bees, batting seventh, first baseman Jake Gainwood, hitting eighth and left, Torrey Hunter Jr., and batting ninth and catching Anthony Mulrine. Again, for the Bees, it'll be Palamaki at short, Wong the DH, Thomas in center, Stefanik at second, Martinez in right, Gomez at third, Gatewood at first, Hunter Jr. in left, and Mulryan the catcher. Danny Olivero on the mound for the Aces. We'll talk more about him in the bottom of the first, but the first pitch from Cesar Valdez at 6:37 p.m. Mountain Time is swung on and rolled to the shortstop Palamaki, who fields and throws to first, and Cesar Valdez out of the gate, immediately doing Cesar Valdez things. One pitch, one out, and soft contact. Again, 6:37 first pitch time. The game time temperature is 79 degrees here in SLC. It's going to get down to an overnight low of 55. So here is Fletcher in from the left side. Fletcher with one out and the base is clear. The infield shifted to the right and will set the Bees defensively after this pitch from Valdez. And Fletcher takes a strike on the outside. And left, from left to right in the outfield, Torrey Hunter Jr., Dylan Thomas, and Orlando Martinez. Third to first on the infield, Jose Gomez, Jake Palamaki, Michael Stefanik, and Jake Gatewood. As that swung on in line right to the shortstop, Palamaki in the shifts, who makes that to catch with his glove hitting the dirt. Sinking line drive by Fletcher, and that is out number two. Behind the plate, it's Anthony Mulryan, and on the mound, 37-year-old right-hander Cesar Valdez. And Valdez second in the league in ERA, which at his age is mighty impressive, and he is doing it just by being a ring-wise veteran and knowing how to locate and add and subtract at this point as that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one, a blistering 85-mile-an-hour fastball from Valdez. That's where he'll top out. The 0-1, and a swing and a little tapper foul back of home plate, and quickly it's nothing and two. The Bees wearing their home white pants are wearing black tops, SL interlocking letters in black outlined in gold across the, or on the left front of the chest, a gold number on the right front of the jersey and a gold number on the back of the black jersey as that swung on and missed. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Cesar Valdez in short order. And he punctuates it with a strikeout and nothing across for the Aces in at the top of the first. We go to the home half. It's the Aces nothing and the Bees coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Danny Olivero, the right-hander, in his second AAA start in a scoreless game as we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Aces set down quickly in order by Cesar Valdez. And Olivero into his back step, and the pitch to Jake Palamaki, who's been a very tough out this series, is outside ball one. The defense behind Danny, the outfield left to right, Buddy Kennedy, Dominic Fletcher, and Jordan Luplo. The 1-0 pitch is a strike, grazing the inside corner. And it's 1-1. The infield third to first, Camden Dusenak, Jake Hager, Giancarlo Cintron, and Dominic Canzone. Jose Herrera behind the dish, and Olivero deals, and it's swung on and fouled back by Palamaki. A slider there from Danny, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Aces wearing their traveling gray pants, red tops, Reno written in white cursive script, on the front of the jersey. It's a blue number trimmed in white on the lower left front of the jersey. A white number on the back of the red jersey as that's swung on and pulled to first. And secured by Dominic Canzone. He'll take it himself and win the race to the bag with Palamaki, three unassisted. And that is out number one. The ace is wearing their blue cap with the red bill. The letter R in white on the front of the ball cap with the red diamond inside the letter R. So one up and one down for Olivero. And Keen Wong is coming up next. Center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards left. It is sunny in left field, and it will be an adventure there for Buddy Kennedy for the time being. A swing and ground ball, though, right to the right side of the infield, and Cintron is right where he needs to be. He collects it and throws to first to get Wong. Two up and two down, and Dylan Thomas is coming up next. The shadows covering the entire infield, the bank of shadows extending out pretty far into right field and also into center, but again, Buddy Kennedy's going to be dealing with some sun in left. It's a hazy day today in Salt Lake. You can see the Wasatch Mountains, but through a layer of haze. And the pitch on the way is going to miss low and outside. Ball one to Dylan Thomas. Thomas batting 283 with 14 homers and 65 runs batted in. Shift on to the right, and the pitch. And a swing and ground ball pulled to first. It's going to be off of Canzone's glove, but he recovers. A bit of a high underhand toss to Olivero, but he's able to spring up and collect it and then come down on the bag for a 3-1 put out that ends a quick 1-2-3 bottom of the first. So Valdez and Olivero trading perfect frames as we go to the second. Still scoreless in Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Top of the second inning, and no score as Cesar Valdez delivers, and it's swung on and lifted to right by Leandro Cedeno, and this is going to be an easy play for Orlando Martinez. Two steps to his left, and he has it, and on one pitch, there's one out for a second straight inning. For Cesar Valdez, who did not come out of the dugout until there were 40 seconds left on the between-inning clock countdown. I don't know if that was by design, but Valdez came out through one warm-up toss, and that was it. So here's Buddy Kennedy, who's in from the right side, and the pitch on the way to Buddy is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one. 83-mile-an-hour heater on the outside corner. Center fielder Dylan Thomas is slightly towards right. Over-the-head windup, and the pitch is inside. And it's one ball, one strike. Change up there from Valdez. The wind and the 1-1, and a swing and a ground ball pulled weakly to the left side. It's going to be taken by Jose Gomez, and his throw to first is on time. And that's out number two, two up and two down. And Cesar Valdez just going to get the sense that he's in a groove here. He has had a lot of soft contact here in the early going, and a couple of first pitch outs. Now with two up and two down, Jose Herrera is coming up next. Valdez has been back up with the Angels for one appearance this season. Gave up two runs, one of them earned on two hits in one inning back in the big leagues. That pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Valdez has been with the D-backs, the A's, the J's, the Orioles, and the Angels in the big leagues in his career. The pitch is a strike. A changeup floats in there, and it's nothing and two to Herrera. Valdez is on the brink of another quick 1-2-3 inning. The shift on three to the right of second. Valdez steps back, turns, and delivers, and the 0-2 is swung on and top foul back toward the first base on deck area. There's the pitch, and a swing and a foul ball tapped at the plate, so Jose doing a nice job to stay alive. Herrera hit the home run in yesterday's game, one of two, I should say, two solo homers for the Aces. So it wasn't the home run. There were two, but that was one of two hits for Jose. Cole Tucker had the other homer. Valdez with the 0-2, and it is off the outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Change up away, and Herrera doing a nice job to lay off of it. Here's the 1-2, and Herrera swings and foul tips it at the plate. And I don't think Mulrine had much of a shot to squeeze it. It may have gone off the equipment of Mulrine, but just getting a piece, Herrera to stay alive. One ball and two strikes again. Three to the right of second. And here's the pitch again, and it's swung on and tapped foul back of home plate. Herrera battling here with Cesar Valdez. Jose just hanging in, fighting off junk after junk. One ball and two strikes. The third baseman, Gomez, is playing the shortstop spot in the 1-2. And a swing and a chopper to the right side. A room service hop for Palamaki in the shift. He throws to first. And Herrera is done, and so are the Aces in the second inning. A valiant effort there by Herrera, just battling, but more soft contact induced by Cesar Valdez, and nothing across for the Aces. We head to the bottom of the second, still looking for a base runner. It's nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah.
Hope your weekend is off to a wonderful start. Zach Beirutti, so glad to be with you on a Friday night from Salt Lake City, where there's no score, and the pitch is swung on and lifted to right field by Michael Stefanik, and that'll be an easy play for Jordan Luplo. We've had a few of those, one pitch, one out, here in the bottom of the second inning. Orlando Martinez is coming up next. Zeros across the line, Segura. We have not had a base runner in this game yet. And I can tell you, Danny Olivero is probably thinking to himself, I'm going to need to bring it tonight because Cesar Valdez looks on with that changeup as the pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's nothing in one. Valdez seems very dialed in, and Danny Olivero might have to match him pitch for pitch. The Aces struggle to hit Valdez. They did get to him, and we'll talk about this more when he comes back out for the top of the third as that pitch is swung on and bounced foul first base side. They did get to him late in the last game that he pitched at Greater Nevada Field, and that was on August the 20th. The Aces won that game, and Valdez suffered the loss, but in the early going, Reno is struggling to find it to facing Cesar Valdez. They were trying to figure out where that changeup was going to be. A swing and a bouncer to the right side. It's going to be taken by Cintron. One fumble, but the ball deadens in front of him off his chest, and he recovers and throws to first to get Martinez. Two up and two down, and Jose Gomez coming up. Gomez in from the right side, batting .213, two homers and nine runs batted in. Had a two-run double in yesterday's game. No score. Bottom of the second, and the pitch is low and outside. Ball one. Outfield straightaway, balanced infield, two on either side of second. The second baseman is shaded toward the middle. That is Cintron, and that pitch is low and outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Good crowd tonight here at Smith's Ballpark on a Friday. 2-0, and a swing and a shot to the right side. It's taken by Cintron, who is stationed right where he needed to be. And Cintron makes two putouts as he throws to first. Two putouts this inning for J.C., and nothing across for the Bees in the bottom of the second. And we go to the third, still scoreless on the Aces Digital Network.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
The incredible Cesar Valdez deals low, ball one, to Dominic Canzone to begin the top of the third. Valdez six up and six down in short order over his first two innings, and the righty's 1-0 pitch is a strike floating in there at 78, and it's 1-1. Canzone batting .280, 12 homers and 57 runs batted in. Canzone, Hager, and Duzenac. This game still has not had a base runner as that pitch is off the outside, and it's 2-1 to Canzone. Three to the right of second in the shift. The third baseman, Gomez, the only B on the left side of the infield. He's to the infield grass midway between second and third. That pitch is low and inside. And it's 3-1. So Canzone ahead 3-1. And we'll see if he gets a pitch to hit here. It's on the way. And it is a strike that gets the inside corner. A well-located 84-mile-an-hour fastball thrown by Valdez, and it's a full count, 3-2. So Valdez spotting up the fastball there. And now the payoff pitch, and Canzone swings and misses, and a changeup gets him. So Valdez behind in the count, 3-1, spots the fastball on the inside and then throws a changeup that just dives off the outside. Incredible. And for Valdez, his second strikeout, and Jake Hager comes up next. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Hager with an open stance. And the pitch on the way, and it's swung on and shot hard to the left side. It's going to deflect off of the third baseman, Gomez, and then be fumbled by Palamaki, and that's going to be the first hit of the ball game. And Jose Gomez was moving to his left. The ball glanced off his glove, and it was not it's not going to be an error. It was kind of toward the hole, so Gomez had the ball just ricochet a little bit off his glove, and then it crossed up Palamaki once the ball pinballed to him, and that is the first hit of the ball game. And it belongs to Jake Hager, an infield single. Jake Hager got a good bit of advice from Gil Velasquez as far as facing Cesar Valdez last night. As the pitch on the way is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one. And Gil saying you got to cheat up in the box a little bit in order to have success versus Valdez. Not that you have to in order to have success, but it helps you. Because the deeper you are in the box, the more it gives that changeup a chance to move and to get away from you. There's the 0-1. Hager takes off, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off the screen above the first base dugout, and I think that was best for Jake Hager. I don't think he got a good jump there. Looked like that first step maybe kind of slipped a little bit. No balls and two strikes to Camden Duzenac, batting at 255, 12 homers, and 49 runs batted in. A throw to first, and Hager dives back safely. For Duzenac, he has a five-game hit streak. He's batting 400 in his last five games. Here's the 0-2, and it is swung on in line back to Valdez, who makes the catch right at his hip and throws to first, and there was no chance for Jake Hager to get back to the bag. Hager had to be off the bag with a secondary lead, and that ball was lined right into the glove of Cesar Valdez. Had the glove at his hip, lined right back to the glove, and then Valdez, an easy throw to first for the double play. 1-3 on the back end, and the euphoria of the Aces getting the first hit of the game is very short-lived. No runs, a hit, no errors, and after that, none left. And the bottom of the third coming up, still scoreless on the Aces Digital Network.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop for fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Jake Gatewood in from the right side, and Gatewood will take the first pitch of the inning from Danny Olivero off the outside, ball one. Olivero six up and six down to begin his outing, and Danny, the right-hander off the third base side of the rubber, deals low. The slider misses, and it's two balls and no strikes. Gatewood, Torrey Hunter Jr., and Anthony Mulrine. Here's the 2-0, and a swing and a chop to the left side. A glove side try for Duzenak. He has it, and with a hop, throws to first in time to get Gatewood. And one up and one down for Olivero here in the third. Seven up and seven down for his outing. And Torrey Hunter Jr. comes up next. The outfield is straight away, and the infield will be balanced, as it will all of next season. Major League Baseball coming out with those rule changes today. That was the big news of the day. No shifts next season. Bigger bases are here to stay, and the pitch clock will be enforced. Is that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing and one? I have nothing but positive things to say about the pitch clock, and not for the reasons you'd expect, as that pitch is low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. I always found it funny, like when I go to a game as a fan, I don't mind a game being long because I love being at the ballpark. There's the 1-1, and it's swung on and missed, and it's now 1-2. And it's not so much that the pitch clock is going to shorten the game for the sake of getting out of here. It's going to give you the action a little bit more crisply as that pitch is swung on and bounced to the left side. Second hop taken by Duzenak with a backhand, throws to first and in time to get Torrey Hunter Jr. So it's Duzenak's turn to be a busy man this inning. He has back-to-back putouts, and Anthony Mulrine coming up next. But the pitch clock just gives you the action a little bit faster, and it just makes for an overall better product. Here's the pitch on the way, and it is swung on in line into center field and a base hit. So Anthony Mulrine with a first pitch swing, and he becomes the B's first base runner of the game. A two out single, and Mulrine is aboard, so it will not be a perfect first trip through the order for Danny Olivero. Instead, Jake Palamaki will come up, and Palamaki grounded out to first, his only other time up. Camden Duzenak is at the edge of the cutout, even with the bag at third. Two on either side of second. The center fielder Fletcher is towards left center. The pitch is taken for a strike. A well-located 88-mile-an-hour pitch from Olivero. And it's nothing and one. So let's see how Danny Olivero responds after giving up his first hit and working for the first time with a man on. Canzone holding Mulrine as that swung on in line foul off to the left. And it's nothing and two to Palamaki. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. Here's the 0-2, and it is in tight to Palamaki. One ball and two strikes. Palamaki 1-for-5 last night with an infield single and a run scored. He was on base a ton the first two games. The pitch and a swing and a line drive left field and a base hit. So a two-strike single for Palamaki on a 1-2 pitch. He lines one the opposite way. He is a very advanced hitter. And here comes Keen Wong. That makes it now an 8-game hit streak for Palamaki and a 9-game on-base streak. And over the course of this streak, sitting .448 with 6 runs scored. Center fielder Fletcher is towards left center, and the pitch on the way to Wong is swung on and lifted down the left field line, twisting to the seats, not a play for strike one. So Mulrine at second, Palamaki at first. Back-to-back two-out singles for the Bees. No score, bottom of the third inning. And home plate umpire had to go give the bat boy something. I'm not sure what. But boy, home plate umpire Paul Clemens was moving over there. He was speed-walking toward the bat boy. There's the 0-1, and it is low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Paul Clemens, by the way, the crew chief, behind the plate, Ben Sontag at first, across the way at third, Jonathan Biaretta. One ball and one strike to Kian Wong. And here's the pitch, and Wong will take low, and it's 2-1. Well, this becomes a big pitch now for Danny Olivero. Had back-to-back outs prior to the back-to-back singles, and now finds himself behind in the count to Wong. The turn and the 2-1. And it's in tight, maybe a little bit high, and it's now 3-1. The shadows have closed up in most of the areas of the outfield. There's some filtered sunshine out in right center field, shining on that 420-foot marker and straightaway center and to the right of it. The 3-1 and a swing and a rocket foul down the right field line off the netting. So full count, and Dylan Thomas is on deck. No score, bottom of the third. Two on, two out for the Bees. First and second, and a 3-2 pitch. The runners will be off. There they go. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a ground ball pulled to the right side. It's off the backhand try of Canzone, but he regathers and takes it himself. Three unassisted to the bag, and that ends the inning. Canzone reached down with a backhand. He had it go off of his glove initially, but it came to rest right at his feet, so an easy recovery. And that gets Olivero out of Dodge in the third after a two-out scare. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left. To the middle innings we go. Top of the fourth coming up. Still scoreless in Salt Lake City on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right, your face needs to eat too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field, and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
No score, top of the fourth inning. Cesar Valdez dealing. He's faced the minimum through three. He gave up a one-out infield single to Jake Hager in the third and then got out of it by getting Duznak to line into a double play. Is that pitch in for a strike? And it's nothing in one to Giancarlo Cintron, who has grounded to short. Just the second trip through the order now for Valdez. The 0-1 is going to miss low, and it's one ball and one strike to Cintron. The third baseman, Jose Gomez, started right next to the bag. Now he's backing up a couple of paces midway between the infield and outfield grass. And the 1-1 and a swing and a fly ball lifted well to left center field. It's a long run for Torrey Hunter Jr., and he turns, and it's going to one-hop the fence. And Cintron into second, and he'll hold there with a double. And with that double, Giancarlo Cintron now with a 9-game hit streak. So Cintron gives the Aces a nice start here in the top of the fourth inning. A ringing double to the gap in left center. Towering fly ball. And collected by Torrey Hunter Jr. after one hopping the fence. So here's Dominic Fletcher, and Fletcher lined out to the shortstop Palamaki in the shift his last time up. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and nothing in one to Fletcher. Fletcher had a ground rule double last night. It was in the first inning, and that was his only hit. Tough night outside of that for him. Outside of that, he struck out twice and grounded into a double play. A Nothing and one to Fletcher. Three to the right of second in the shift, and the pitch swung on and grounded right to the shift. It's taken by Palamaki, the overshifted shortstop. And he throws to first to get Fletcher, but that outplays for the Aces because it gets Cintron to third base with one out. So Cintron at third, one away, and Jordan Luplo, who's in from the right side. So the infield is in, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Three to the left of second in the shift. The first baseman, Gatewood, the only Salt Lake player on the right side of the infield. Gatewood's all the way in, and the infielders on the left side are about three-quarters of the way in, maybe halfway. There's the 0-1, and a swing and a tapper to the second baseman, Stefanik. He's going to come home with the throw, and the ball squirts away from Mulrine. And a run scores as Cintron comes home. And it was a bit of a low throw from Stefanik. And Mulrine kind of had to go basket style to try and get it. It was hit off the end of the bat by Luplo. And the throw home was in the dirt, and Mulrine was trying to take it in front of home plate. So that will just be a fielder's choice on which no out is recorded. So Luplo is at first. It'll be an RBI for him. And it's 1-0 Aces. And the pitch on the way to Cedeno is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. It was no misplay there. The throw could have been better, but no misplay there by Stefanik. Would have been a bang-bang play had that throw been on target, as that pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing in two. Leandro Cedeno, a hulking right-handed hitter. Wait till you see this guy when we get back to Reno. 290 pounds. There's the 0-2. And it is low, and it's one ball and two strikes. Aces 1, B's nothing on that fielder's choice RBI for Luplo, who's at first base. Being held by Jake Gatewood. Three to the left of second in the shifts, and the 1-2, and Cedeno swings and cues one foul over by the first base dugout. Cole Tucker coaching first base right now for the Aces. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a ground ball pulled foul, third base side into the dugout stairwell. Blake Workman snagging that fly ball, that foul ball, bare hand. And now he's trying to get the ball to a youngster. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a line drive left center field toward the gap, and that will get down, and it's cut off in the alley by Dylan Thomas, who whirls and fires to second. It's going to be a single for Leandro Cedeno. Someone with a little more speed may have gotten a double out of that. That was played really nicely by Dylan Thomas, racing to his right to cut it off in the gap in left center, and then immediately firing towards second base. So Cedeno with a base hit. And the Aces have runners at the edges with only one out, leading 1-0 in a prime opportunity here for Buddy Kennedy, who grounded to the third baseman Gomez his only other time up. Valdez obviously thinking about a double play here, and the pitch is low, ball one. And Cesar Valdez, a guy that can induce plenty of them. Mr. Soft Contact, and that's what he's hoping for right now. He's hoping to get Kennedy to tap to one of the infielders and maybe get two and get out of this. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a foul at the plate. Ricochets to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Game 4 of this series here in Salt Lake City. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network. Aces and the Salt Lake Bees, their final head-to-head series here in 2022. The pitch is swung on and pulled foul through the third base coach's box. Now a ball and two strikes. A strikeout would also play here for Cesar Valdez. The Aces coming into this game are 14-13 versus the Bees this season. Aces have been played tough by the teams in the lower level of the West Division. Sacramento and Salt Lake. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch. And it is just off the outside. Valdez just missed his spot with an 83-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 2-2. Two two on the way, and a swing and a miss, and Kennedy down on strikes. He got the changeup away, and that is a key strikeout there for Valdez for the second out of the inning. So for the moment, the runners holding at the corners, Luplo at third, Cedeno at first, and now Jose Herrera, who grounded out to the shortstop, Palamaki in the shift his last time up. Here's the pitch, and Jose takes up and away, ball one. Palamaki playing in the shift to the right of second. The second baseman, Stefanik, on the grass and short right. Third baseman, Jose Gomez, is even with the bag and well off the line. The center fielder, Thomas, is slightly towards left. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a comebacker to Valdez, and he makes a flat-footed overhand throw to first to get Herrera, and that ends the inning. And it's an easy play for Valdez once he got that ball in the glove. It was just a sharp one-hopper right back to the mitt. The Aces, though, break the ice. They get one run on two hits. The leadoff double by Cintron becomes the first run of the game. No errors and two men left stranded. We go to the bottom of the fourth. The Aces won, the Bees nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Dylan Thomas will lead off for the Bees in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Aces snagging a 1-0 lead in the top of the fourth. Giancarlo Cintron, a leadoff double, extending his hit streak to 9 games, and he scored a couple of batters later on a fielder's choice. That pitch is low, ball one to Dylan Thomas. Again, Cintron was at third with one out, and Luplo tapped one to the shallow infield, and the throw home was a little bit offline, and Cintron able to beat the throw, and it never was collected by the catcher Mulrine, as that pitch is low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Mulrine had it squared away, and Cintron sliding across, and with the only run of the game to this point, that pitch inside. And it's three balls and no strikes to Dylan Thomas, who grounded out to the first baseman Canzone his only other time up. Thomas might be taking here on 3-0, and he does, and he takes ball four in tight. So Thomas works a leadoff walk on four pitches. And Michael Stefanik comes up next. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, Our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we could do for you at gncu.org. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Stefanik, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. There's the 0-1, and a swing and a drive. That is deep to left. This is trouble. This is gone. Well, that got out in a hurry. The only question was fair or foul, and it was fair. And a bullet on the grass hill. I think it skipped behind the hill over the walkway. And a line drive home run off the bat of Michael Stefanik gives the Bees a 2-1 lead. And it seems like Salt Lake has had the answer most times when the Aces have scored in the ensuing half inning. And Stefanik, who was a beast last night, scoring 3 runs and driving in 2, has driven in the first 2 Bees runs of the game with a 2-run homer. So Salt Lake 2 and Reno 1. And for Michael Stefanik, that is his 3rd home run of the season. Here's the pitch, and it is low, ball 1. Stefanik in his 75th game, just his 3rd home run. So they are rare for him. But he runs into one to give the Bees a 2-1 lead after the Aces broke the ice in the top half of this innings. That's fouled off the foot of Martinez. Ball rolls out to the third baseman, Duzenac, in fair territory, but off the foot of Orlando Martinez. So the Bees offense backing up Cesar Valdez. After Valdez gives up the 1st run of the game, the Bees offense gives him a 2-1 lead on 1 swing here in the 4th. And we'll see how Danny Olivero responds. Olivero retired the 8 batters to begin his outing. The pitch, and it is low and inside, 3-1. Here it comes, and a swing and a foul ball above the first base dugout. And a swing and a foul tip at the plate. I beg your pardon, that was 3-2, and that is a foul tip that was caught by Jose Herrera. So that is a strikeout for Danny Olivero, and for Danny, his 1st K of the night. And with 1 down, Jose Gomez coming up. So a nice recovery by Olivero after giving up that 2-run homer to Stefanik. Outfield straightaway, 2 on either side of 2nd for the right-handed hitting Jose Gomez. And a pitch swung on and chopped foul off the facing of the stands down and left. And nothing in 1 to Gomez. The 0-1. And it's low and outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. The 1-1, and a swing and a miss, and now 1-2. Front door slider there from Olivero. There's the 1-2, and a swing and a miss, and down on strikes goes Gomez. Another slider there from Danny. So after a walk and a 2-run homer, back-to-back strikeouts for Olivero and Jake Gatewood coming up. Gatewood grounded to 3rd, his only other time up. Gatewood batting for the 2nd time in as many innings. The Bees 2, the Aces 1, bottom of the 4th inning. And here's the pitch. And it is low, ball 1 to Gatewood. The 1-0. Is low and outside, check swing, and he went around on the appeals as Ben Sontag, the first base umpire. It's 1-1. Board has 2-0, but it's 1-1 to Gatewood. And the pitch is low and outside, and now 2-1. pitch swung on and missed. Good slider there from Daney. Two balls and two strikes to Gatewood. Torrey Hunter Jr. waiting on deck. Here it is, and a swing and a chop to the left side. It's going to be taken on the second bounce by Jake Hager, and on the run throw to first on target, and Gatewood is out number three. But the first two men reach for the bees, a leadoff walk drawn by Dylan Thomas on four pitches, and then Michael Stefanik, his third home run of the season, a two-run shot. Two runs, one hit, no errors, none left, and on to the fifth. It's 2-1 Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Cesar Valdez will take us to the top of the fifth along with Whitney. Pitch on the way is swung on and fouled up the first base side, and it's strike one on Dominic Canzone. The Bees leading 2-1. Salt Lake answering after the Aces scored the first run of the game in the top of the fourth. The Bees getting a two-run homer off the bat of Michael Stefanik. The 0-1, and a swing and a fly ball. That is to left field. Pretty well hit. Hunter Jr. going back at an angle to his right, and as his heels touch the warning track, he makes the catch for out number one. So one away for Valdez, and Jake Hager coming up next. Hager had the first hit of the game and became the first base runner of the game in the third inning with one out. Hager reached on an infield single, and he would end up being part of a double play that ended the third inning when Duznak lined back out to Valdez. Three to the left of second in the shift for Hager. The first baseman Gatewood is even with the bag, well off the line, and Hager swings and foul tips it off the equipment of Anthony Mulrine, and it's nothing and one. A pitch in tight, and it's 1-1. The 1-1, and a swing and a miss. Change up to the inside, and now 1-2. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and a swing and a chop to the left side. Charging is the third baseman, Gomez. He handles glove side, flings a bullet to first to get Hager. That was a great throw by Jose Gomez on the move. Jake Hager familiar with that maneuver. Hager's done that on the defensive side to many an opponent, making it on the run. Strong throw to first. So two up, two down for Valdez, who's on the brink of his third clean inning in this one. Top of the fifth, it's 2-1 Bees. And Valdez rocks into his motion, and the pitch is taken for a strike by Camden Duzenac. Straight changeup, and a Duzenac behind, nothing and one. Duzenac lined into that double play that I just mentioned in the third. Here's the 0-1, and he swings and cues one up the first baseline. This has a ton of English on it. It's going to be picked up by Gatewood right next to the bag, and he extends his left foot and touches first. Three unassisted. That ends the inning. Duzenac just kind of cued that one, and it went spinning up the first baseline awkwardly, but never could spin foul for Duzenac. So the inning is over, and Valdez indeed works his third perfect inning of the night. We go to the bottom of the fifth. The Bees 2, the Aces 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun, Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Bees 2, the Aces 1. Zach Mayrudy, glad to have you with us as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning in Salt Lake City. And Torrey Hunter Jr. is in from the right side. Center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards left, and the pitch is in tight, ball one. That nearly clipped the elbow guard of Torrey Hunter. Anthony Mulrine to follow, and then the top of the order, Jake Palamaki. Third baseman Duzenac is stationed right next to the bag. Here's the 1-0. And it's low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Sun's starting to fade away here in the mountain region. The Wasatch Mountains are still visible. There's still plenty of light as the 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball tied him up inside, and it's 2-1. But again, it's kind of a hazy sunshine. It's been that way all day as far as us seeing the mountains through a layer of haze. Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a miss. Boy, Hunter wanted some there. He got a pitch down and in at 87. So Olivero is back even in this sequence. Two balls and two strikes. There's the 2-2. And a swing and a ball pulled to the left side. It's gloved by Hager on the move. Throws to first just in the nick of time to get Torrey Hunter Jr., who's upset at Ben Sontag, the first base umpire. He thought he had it. Jake Hager pumping his fist, knowing he got it there just in the nick of time. Hager had a charge from the lip of the outfield grass. And I do think they got him just by a hair. I think that was the right call. And it was bang, bang at first. Great job by Hunter getting up the line as fast as he did, but a great throw by Hager as that swung on and cued foul. And that ball's not going to keep spinning back fair. Jose Herrera was not going to touch it in hopes that that ball would do what Duzenac's ball did, the ball that he put in play to end last half inning. That ball was spinning similarly, but in foul territory. So strike one on Mulrine, who singled to break up the eight in a row retired by Olivero to begin his outing. Pitch is low and outside, and it's 1-1. There's a swing and a foul ball pulled off to the third base dugout. One ball, two strikes, and a pitch. And a swing and a miss, and Olivero goes up and away to get that strikeout of Anthony Morine. Olivero, who's been very good tonight, has made just the one mistake. Well, I guess two. The leadoff walk to Thomas that preceded the two-run homer hit by Stefanik. The B's two and the ace is one. And with two outs, the base is clear here in the bottom of the fifth. Up comes Jake Palamaki in from the left side. And the pitch is low and in. Ball one. Palamaki singled his last time up. And that extended his hit streak to eight games. The pitch up and away. Two balls and no strikes. It's on the way from Olivero. A swing and a ground ball toward the middle. Backhanded by Cintron. A jump and a throw to first. And a strong one at that to get Palamaki. Cintron, a strong throw across his momentum. And a 1-2-3 inning worked by Olivero with some help from his infielders. Hager to start the inning. And Cintron to end it with that strikeout in between. Nothing across for the Bees. And for Olivero, that is his third perfect inning of the night. On to the sixth. It's 2-1 Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It could be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Giancarlo Cintron has a 9-game hit streak as he comes up to lead off the top of the sixth inning. He extended that streak with a leadoff double in the fourth, and that blossomed into what is the only run for the Aces to this point, who trailed 2-1 as that pitch is outside, ball one to Cintron. Cesar Valdez has been his usual brilliant self. Here's the 1-0, and it is taken for a strike right down the middle, and it's 1-1. Valdez has surrendered three hits, two singles into that leadoff double to Cintron. Here's the wind and the 1-1, and it's low and outside. Valdez trying to nip that outside corner, and he missed. 2-1 to JC. He'll be followed by Dominic Fletcher and Jordan Luplo, again the top of the Reno order. Second baseman Stefanik is shaded toward the middle, and the pitch is swung on and tapped to first on one bounce taken by Gatewood. He'll give to Valdez for a 3-1 putout. And that is out number one. Valdez getting over to cover the bag and taking that toss from Jake Gatewood. So 3-1 on the putout. Cintron is now 1-for-3, and Dominic Fletcher will come up next. The Aces once again taking the field as Los Corazones de Reno as part of MILB's Copa de la Diversión, September 15th and 16th as they take on the Rivercats. And you don't want to miss out on the fun. Get your tickets at renoaces.com. Text TIXX to 21003, and that is next week at Greater Nevada Field as that pitch floats in for a strike to Fletcher, and it's nothing and one. Fletcher has lined out to short and grounded out to short, and by that, I mean he's hit the ball to the right side of the infield both times into the shift. The pitch is swung on and lined to left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. So Fletcher going the opposite way, and to Fletcher a wide turnaround first. He'll apply the brakes. So Fletcher, an opposite field single, and that's the fourth Reno hit, and it brings up Jordan Luplo, who has the only aces RBI. Luplo, with the infield in, grounded it to the shallow infield. Michael Stefanik took the ball off the bat of Luplo. He was the second baseman playing to the left of the bag in the shift, and his throw home was a little bit offline. It squirted away from Anthony Morine. So one is a fielder's choice on which no out was recorded. Luplo getting an RBI, and the aces at that point had a 1-0 lead as that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. And again, Salt Lake came back the ensuing half inning, got the two-run homer from Stefanik, and it's the Bees 2 and the Aces 1. This game, an hour and 5 minutes old. And now Valdez steps off the rubber. The 0-1, and Luplo swings and misses. 77 on that change, and it's now nothing and two. No balls and two strikes. Third baseman Gomez is back toward the outfield grass. And Gomez is about 7-8 feet or so from the line, if that. The 0-2, and it's swung on and topped foul back of the plate and to the backstop. Twilight time here in Salt Lake City. And the 0-2 pitch, and it's way outside. A nice backhand save by Morine. And it's 1-2. Fletcher at first base being held by Gatewood. Fletcher is 4 of 10 in steal attempts. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and ground ball pulled toward third. A diving try by Gomez. It gets underneath him, and then past the shortstop, Palamaki in a left, and a base hit for Jordan Luplo, a seeing eye single. And off the bat, it looked like it might be a double play ball, but Gomez went into a sprawling dive, and had he not touched the ball, Palamaki was backing him up, and he probably would have secured it and been able to fire to first base, but with the Gomez sprawling out and making contact with the ball, he deflected it so that Palamaki couldn't get it, and it's back-to-back one-out singles. So here come the aces in the sixth inning, and here comes Leandro Cedeno, big right-handed hitter with two on and one out, and the pitch is outside, ball one to Cedeno. Cedeno singled to center his last time up. He flied to right his first time. Three to the left of second in the shift. The center fielder, Dylan Thomas, is slightly towards right. And the 1-0. And Cedeno takes a strike on the outside, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1. And it's low and outside, and a look toward first from Morine, and back to the bag goes Luplo, who of course has Fletcher, the lead runner, in front of him at second. The Bees 2, the Aces 1. Reno making a push here in the top of the sixth. Remember, the Aces got to Valdez late in the game the last time they saw him, as the pitch is swung on and tapped foul first base side toward the dugout. And a count 2-2. I was on the 20th of August. Aces won that game 4-2. Valdez gave up three of his four runs in the seventh inning that night. The pitch is low and inside and a full count. In that game, Seth Beer hit a home run off him. And then in the seventh inning, Aces got an RBI triple from Canzone after a leadoff walk, a sac fly from Hager, and then a home run from Duzenac. But again, it was late when they did their damage, most of their damage. 3-2 is swung on and pulled foul third base side, and Cedeno getting a piece of a changeup that was down and in. Those Wasatch Mountains and Twilight look like a silhouette right now through the haze. 3 balls and 2 strikes, and the pitch is swung on and missed, and Cedeno is down on strikes. He chased a changeup down low. That one just fell off the table there from Valdez. And that's a 4th strikeout for Cesar Valdez, and now Buddy Kennedy, who's in from the right side. Kennedy has grounded a 3rd and struck out swinging. The B's 2 and the ace is 1. And the pitch is swung on and looped towards shallow center, and a base hit. Hitting 3rd base and being sent around is Fletcher. The throw goes to 3rd. It's cut off by Palamaki. And it's a 2-out RBI single for Buddy Kennedy, and the Aces have tied the game at 2. Kennedy just looping one into shallow center. Pitch was away. Kennedy got the barrel of the bat on and just kind of flicked it out into center field. And Reno locks this game at 2. And now Jose Herrera. And a pitch is swung on and shot right to the 3rd baseman, Gomez. And he flips to 2nd to Palamaki. The fielder's choice force out goes 5-6 in the shifts. And that ends the inning. So the Aces get the tying run. 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, and 2 men left stranded. At the bottom of the 6th inning in a 2-2 game on the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chopped salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
Game. We go to the bottom of the 6th, and first pitch swinging for Keen Wong. He rolls it foul to the far side of the first base dugout. And strike one on Keen Wong will be followed by Dylan Thomas and Michael Stefanik. 3, 4, and 5 due for the Bees as the 0-1 is bunted, and that is a foul ball. It made contact with Keen Wong, that ball did, but it was in foul territory. Had that ball been out in front of the plate and Wong made contact, he'd be out. Instead, it's nothing in 2. Wong has grounded out twice to the right side of the infield. Once to 2nd, once to 1st. Pitch is up high. And a 1-2 is swung on and popped up. This is 3rd base foul territory. And it's going to hang in there for Duzenak, who makes the catch deep in foul ground for out number one. So Wong still wearing the collar tonight, 0 for 3, and Dylan Thomas comes up next. Don't miss Tuesdays at Greater Nevada Field. The Aces celebrate Taco Tuesday, presented by Join Inc. and Alice 96.5. Two street tacos for just $6. If you want to wash it down with a beer, you can add a beer to the deal, make it a $10 package. Tickets at renoaces.com. And the pitch is low and inside, ball one. Two more Taco Tuesdays left, including this coming Tuesday with the Rivercats in town. There's the 1-0 and a swing and a miss, and now 1-1. Dylan Thomas is 0-for-1. He's grounded to first, and he walked and scored on the Stefanik two-run homer. That pitch down and in, and it's 2-1. If you haven't been to an Aces game yet this season, you do not want to miss your chance to see this edition of the Aces. This is a special group. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a shot foul off the facing of the first base dugout, and it caroms hard out into right field, where it's retrieved by Giancarlo Cintron, the second baseman. Two balls and two strikes. This Aces team will probably leave a pennant up on the wall in left field at Greater Nevada Field. That pitch is low and inside, and it's 3-2. What that banner will say, we don't know yet, but again, the Aces' magic number, 11, to clinch that playoff spot in a West Division title. A swing and a liner foul down the left field line toward the corner and out of play. Pitch is swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Dylan Thomas. And Danny Olivero with four strikeouts. Olivero has been awesome tonight. He's been just as good as Cesar Valdez. Olivero's made the mistake of the two-run homer to Stefanik, but that's been it. He has been spot on outside of that. And since that home run, Danny Olivero has now retired 8 in a row, the second instance of 8 straight retired for Olivero tonight. That pitch is a strike, and it's nothing in one. He retired the first 8 batters that he faced to get himself into a groove. The back step in the 0-1, and it is low and outside. And now 1-1. That pitch is going to miss up high, and it's 2-1. A swing and a chop foul, third base side, and now 2-2. Stefanik hit that laser over the left field fence his last time up, and he flied to right his first time. Looks like Stefanik may have broken his bat. Pitch is swung on and lined into left center field, coming in but having to play it on a bounce is Dominic Fletcher. So Michael Stefanik continues to be pesky in this series. A two-out single to keep the inning alive, and Orlando Martinez will get a chance to hit. Martinez is grounded to second and struck out swinging. Two-hit night for Stefanik. Again, last night he scored 3 times and had 3 hits. Pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing in one. There's the 0-1, and it is going to miss. And it's 1-1. Pitch is swung on and tapped foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes, a 2-2 game. Runner at first base is Stefanik with two outs and a throw to first, and Stefanik goes back standing. There's a swing and a flare to left field. That'll be a base hit. And to his right to cut it off is Fletcher. And it's back-to-back two-out singles for Salt Lake. Stefanik up to second, and Orlando Martinez with his first knock of the night is at first. And this is the second time that Olivero's been through this, where he's given up back-to-back two-out singles. He pitched around them in the third inning. The last time that it happened, it was Mulrine and Palamaki with the back-to-back hits with two outs last time. Here's the pitch, and it is low and outside, ball one. And now Olivero will take a moment as Gomez asking for time. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a ground ball toward the middle, and it gets through for a base hit. Around third to score is Stefanik. The throw comes towards second, but back to the bag goes Martinez. And the Bees have risen from the ashes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They had two outs, the base is empty, and three straight singles. Stefanik, Martinez, and now Gomez finding the hole up the middle. And Salt Lake takes a 3-2 lead. There is action that has begun in the Aces bullpen. A right-hander is getting loose. But how frustrating is this for Danny Olivero? Two up, two down, and then three straight hits. All singles. And Salt Lake with a 3-2 lead. And here comes Gil Velasquez. And I didn't get a chance to see who that was down there in the Aces pen. If I had to guess, I think it's Blake Rogers. So a tough end to the outing for Danny Olivero. He goes 5 2/3 when it looked like he'd breeze through this sixth inning and make it six full. Three straight singles, and the Bees have the lead. And it is indeed Rogers who will be the new pitcher for the Aces when we come back after this call to the bullpen break here from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. With our score, the Bees 3 and the Aces 2 with 2 on and 2 out. We're back after this on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Blake Rogers, the new pitcher for the Aces, and his first pitch is inside, ball one to Jake Gatewood. It's 3-2 Bees. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us from Salt Lake City. We're in the bottom of the sixth, and looks like Danny Olivero would breeze through this inning. He got back-to-back outs to start the frame, and then three straight singles. Rogers delivers, and it is up high. And it's two balls and no strikes. Blake Rogers in his second appearance with the Aces and his second career appearance in AAA. The 2-0 is swung on and skied up into the twilight. This might be tough to see. Buddy Kennedy and Dominic Fletcher over there, and Fletcher is there to make the catch, and that ends the inning, and Fletcher has a big grin as he makes that catch. I think Fletcher for a time lost that in the hazy twilight out there. It's almost like a smoky haze. There's no smoke in the area, but it's like a charcoal sky right now. And Fletcher hauled that in for the final out. So Rogers comes in and strands his two runners, but the Bees make something of nothing after two outs and the base is empty. Three straight two-out singles. One run, three hits, no errors, and two left. And headed to the top of the seventh, it's now the Bees 3 and the Aces 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works.
Cesar Valdez deals to start the top of the seventh inning, and the first pitch swung on and driven to left center by Dominic Canzone, and it gets down in the alley between Torrey Hunter Jr. and Dylan Thomas. And on the first pitch of the inning, Dominic Canzone serves an opposite field double to left center. That actually hit off of the chain link fence above the padded wall in left center field. So Canzone with a double on the first pitch of the inning. And the Aces, who have just fallen behind 3-2, have a good start here in the top of the seventh. And that's their seventh hit of the game. And now Jake Hager in from the right side. Bunts third base side, but foul. Hager trying to angle a bunt up the third base line, but angled it too much. And it's strike one on Hager, who's 1-for-2. Hager with an infield single in the third, his first time up. And he grounded out to third his last time. Outfield straightaway, 3 to the left of second with the shift. The third baseman, Gomez, playing inside the cutout, guarding against that bunt. And Valdez delivers, and Hager's going to bunt in front of home plate. He bunts it back to Valdez. His only play is to first, and he throws there. The sacrifice is good. It goes 1-3. And up to third base goes Dominic Canzone. So Cesar Valdez, who's, as you know by now, really hard to square up, they asked Hager to bunt just to make sure they get that runner Canzone to third base. And that's not a bad thought there. The Aces are not a team that bunts a ton, but I think that's the right move there with the Valdez being so hard to square up. And now they're going to ask Duzenac to try and square one up and get this game tied. The infield is in, the outfield straight away. And Valdez kicks and delivers, and the pitch is swung on and lifted to left. This will get him in. How far is it going to go? Hunter goes back. Hunter turns, and it is gone! Onto the hill and left. Then a two-run homer for Camden Duzenac vaults the Aces in front. It's 4-3 Reno. Camden Duzenac puts a swing on that ball that you knew was going to get the runner in. It was going to be deep enough to left. And as it turns out, it travels over the fence. And Camden Duzenac's first hit of the night is a home run. It extends his hit streak to 6 games, and it gives the Aces a 4-3 lead. And that'll be it for Cesar Valdez. Lou Marson, the Salt Lake manager out of the dugout, and he taps Valdez on the back, and a tough finish to Valdez's outing. So the Aces playing small ball with Jake Hager, asking him to bunt to get Canzone to third base, setting up Duzenac for a sac fly, and Duzenac does one better, a two-run homer. And again, this will do it for Valdez. The Bees had activity beginning last half inning with Austin Warren, and it'll be Austin Warren coming into the bullpen, or coming in from the bullpen for Salt Lake. And we'll tell you more about him when we come back after this call to the bullpen break, where the Aces now lead it 4-3 here in Salt Lake City. We're back after this on the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, the action coming fast and furious here in the top of the seventh inning. A leadoff double on the first pitch from Dominic Canzone. Jake Hager, a sacrifice bunt. And then Camden Duzenac with a two-run homer. Again, his first hit of the night, extending his hit streak to six games. And the Aces have a 4-3 lead as Warren, the right-hander, deals. And it's swung on and fouled back by Giancarlo Cintron. Cintron extended his hit streak to nine games with a double in the fourth inning. The center fielder, Dylan Thomas, slightly towards right. Two on either side of second. And Warren fires, and it's swung on and fouled off to the right. And it's nothing in two. One out, and the base is empty. Austin Warren, who's made 14 appearances with the Angels this season, making his 23rd appearance with Salt Lake. Here's the 0-2, and a swing and a shot to the right side on one soft bounce taken by Stefanik, the second baseman moving to his left. He gathers and throws to first to get Cintron, who's now 1-for-4. And two outs in the inning, and Dominic Fletcher comes up next. Want to say hi to my brother Nick, tuning in Boston tonight. Hope the fam is doing well. Zach Beirutti, glad to be with you here from Salt Lake City, where the stadium lights are now controlling things. The lights are in effect, and no longer can you see the Wasatch Mountains off in the distance. It's under the cloak of night as that pitch is in tight, ball one. To Dominic Fletcher, who spins back out of the way. Fletcher is 1-for-3. He singled and scored in the sixth. The Aces with a 4-3 lead, and Warren delivers, and it's swung on and missed. And it's now 1-1. Austin Warren from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and he was drafted by the Angels in the sixth round in 2018. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a bounce to the first baseman, Gatewood. On two hops, he takes it, makes an overhand throw to the pitcher, Warren, covering the bag. It's a 3-1 put out, and that ends the inning. But the Aces get two to take the lead. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and none left as we stand and stretch here in Salt Lake City to the bottom of the seventh. It's the Aces 4 and the Bees 3.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you.
A summer night in Salt Lake City, Utah. Zach Bay-Rudy, glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network, game four of this series. And the Aces trying to pull even with the Bees. Salt Lake has won two of the first three. And Torrey Hunter Jr. in from the right side, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back for strike one. Blake Rogers, who entered in relief of Danny Olivero in the sixth inning, faced Jake Gatewood, got him to fly out and to strand two runners in the process. Rogers, the right-hander, delivers the 0-1, and it is a strike on the inside, and it's nothing in two. Again, Rogers making his second career AAA appearance. Pitch is swung on and pulled foul, third base side. Stays nothing in two on Torrey Hunter Jr., who's grounded out twice, once to third and once to short. Rogers out of the University of Oklahoma by way of Cisco Junior College. And he was drafted by the Padres in the 37th round, 2015. A swinging ground ball to short. It's going to be taken by Hager, and his throw to first is on time and on target to get Hunter, who grounds out to Hager for a second time, one away, and Anthony Mulrine coming up. But Rogers was with San Diego through 2019. And then coming out of the pandemic, he went to Indy Ball. So he was released by the Padres after COVID, and he was playing Indy Ball. The pitch is swung on and lifted to deep left field. This is going to be Kennedy back on the warning track, and Kennedy squares up and makes the catch for out number two. Ball was hit a long ways by Anthony Mulrine, but Kennedy able to get on the track and to make the catch for the second out, and now back to the top of the order and Jake Palamaki. Rogers is playing with Fargo Moorhead in the American Association in 2021. 10 games, and he had a 3.48 ERA before being signed by the D-backs. And the D-backs sent him to Amarillo, where he finished last season, made 23 appearances with a 4.67 ERA. He was a closer. Was that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. This season with Amarillo, Rogers in 42 appearances, 4-4 with a 3.61 ERA. And again, this is second career AAA appearance. The kick and a pitch, and a swing and a foul back by Palamaki. And it's nothing and two. No balls, two strikes. Two outs, the base is clear. Rogers trying for a perfect inning, and if he can get it, it would be the fourth worked by Aces pitching. No balls, two strikes, and a pitch, and it's up and away, 1-2. Aces trying to whittle that magic number down to 10 with a win tonight, and if the Aviators lose tonight, it would be 9 if the Aces win and the Aviators lose. That pitch is strike three called on the inside corner, and it looked a little bit wonky from back here, but again, the automatic balls and strikes, that one clipped the 3D strike zone on the inside edge, and Rogers has his first strikeout, and Blake Rogers has retired 4 in a row since entering the game. Nothing across for the Bees in the 7th, and we go now to the 8th. It's the Aces 4, the Bees 3 on the Aces Digital Network.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
For the Aces, Jordan Luplo leads it off in the top of the eighth inning. Reno 4, Salt Lake 3. The Aces have out-hit the Bees 8-6, and neither team has committed an error. A big crowd on hand tonight here at Smith's Ballpark, just outside of downtown Salt Lake City, as that pitch is in for a strike. And it's nothing and one to Luplo, who has an RBI tonight. It came on a fielder's choice in the fourth, on which no out was recorded. Luplo hit a ground ball to the shallow infield, and Giancarlo Cintron slid across the dish as the throw got away from the catcher, Anthony Mulrine. That pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in two. And that was the first run of the ball game. Cesar Valdez is done, and he went 6 1/3 innings. The 0-2, and it's swung on and lined right to the first baseman, Gatewood, who makes the catch, extending his glove to his left for out number one. So one up and one down, and Leandro Cedeno. Valdez, 6 1/3 innings. He gave up 4 runs. They were all earned on 6 hits. And the last one, the 2-run homer hit by Camden Duzenac. True to form, Valdez did not walk anybody, and he struck out 4. Here's the pitch, and it is taken by Cedeno. Monstrous right-handed hitter, and it's nothing and one. Cedeno, 1-for-3, struck out his last time up, and that was the last strikeout recorded by Valdez. Warren into his motion, and the 0-1 is up and away. And it's 1-1. Again, the Aces are home next week. The Aces will face Sacramento at home next week, and then we'll head to Vegas the following week. Here's the 1-1, and it is low and outside, and now 2-1. That's the last road trip for the Aces in the regular season. Again, we'd head back to Vegas right after we return if the Aces can wrap up the West Division title. They'd have 2 trips in a week to Vegas. That pitch is swung on and missed, and now 2-2. Boy, that race in the East is getting interesting, isn't it? Oklahoma City leading both El Paso and Round Rock by a game. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch down the stretch. And here's the 2-2, and a swing and a miss, and Cedeno is down on strikes. So back-to-back outs here in the eighth, recorded by Warren, and for Warren, that's his first strikeout. He's retired all 4 that he's faced. And now Buddy Kennedy. Kennedy in from the right side. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the sixth. That came with 2 outs, and it tied the game at 2 as that pitch is in for a strike on the outside edge. Aces 4, Bees 3. Center fielder Thomas slightly towards right. Backstep by Warren in the 0-1. And a swing and a foul to the backstop. And it's nothing in 2. So no balls, 2 strikes. And Warren is on the brink of a quick 1-2-3 inning. We've had a bevy of those tonight. balls, two strikes, and here comes, and a swing and a foul ball lashed off to the right. There's a right-hander, actually check that, a left-hander, down in the Salt Lake bullpen that has started throwing. Also in the Aces bullpen. Here's the pitch, and it is just off the outside. The 1-2 is strike three called. That one, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball that dots the outside corner. And Austin Warren punctuates a 1-2-3 inning with back-to-back strikeouts and nothing across for the Aces in the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It'll be Wong, Thomas, and Stefanik due up for the Bees. It's the Aces 4, the Bees 3 on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by.
Blake Rogers back to work for the bottom of the eighth inning. Rogers has retired all four that he's faced, and he'll face Keen Wong, Dylan Thomas, and Michael Stefanik, with the Aces nursing a 4-3 lead. And the first pitch of the inning from Rogers is in for a strike, a slider at 85. And it is nothing and one to Keen Wong. The pitch, and a swing, and a line drive center field, and it falls in front of Dominic Fletcher. And it's a base hit for Keen Wong, so his first knock of the night. And the Bees trying to get set up here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing by a run, the leadoff man on. That'll help their cause. And Dylan Thomas coming up next. Baseball fans, be sure to join us every Thursday. It's Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, presented by 104.5 Reno's Rock Station. Grab an ice-cold Coors Light draft for $2 or an ice-cold Ace Ball Ale for $4. And get your tickets by visiting RenoAces.com. Well, Caleb Berriger is the left-hander loosening in the Aces' pen, and he will be summoned by Gil Velasquez as Gil is out of the dugout, and Rogers will exit stage left. Nice job by Blake Rogers. That's a hit by Keen Wong, the first base runner that he's allowed. And now Berriger, the new pitcher, and he'll face Dylan Thomas. When we come back after this call to the bullpen break with one on, nobody out, the Aces 4 and the Bees 3, we got a good one here in Salt Lake, so don't go anywhere. We're back after this call to the bullpen break on the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Oh, what a moonrise we're getting now over the Wasatch Mountains. Man, oh man, through the haze comes a gorgeous moon. It's going to be full tomorrow. Oh, what a setting here tonight in Salt Lake City. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have you with us. Fans start to howl at the moon here. As here is Dylan Thomas in from the left side, and the pitch is taken inside, ball one. Thomas 0 for 2. He has walked and scored. That was in the fourth inning. He walked ahead of Michael Stefanik's two-run homer. Berger, the left-hander, facing Thomas, the left-handed hitter. Stretch and the pitch, and Thomas takes up and in. Berger buzzes his tower with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Man, it's two balls and no strikes. Berger, the left-hander out of Indiana, has the shift on behind him, three to the right of second. And here's the pitch, and it's inside, 3-0. So Blake Rogers goes an inning and a third, and he allows one hit, no walks, and one strikeout. Of course, he's still responsible for Wong at first. Here's a 3-0, and it's high and tight, ball four. So Thomas walks. Wong up to second, Thomas now at first, and Caleb Berger is now up on the high wire. Two on, nobody out in a one-run game here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Michael Stefanik, who's had a great night. He's 2 for 3. Stefanik, a two-run homer in the fourth inning, and he singled and scored in the sixth. Third baseman Duznak is playing in the cutout, and Berger delivers. The runners go. The pitch is going to miss. The throw to third is not going to be in time, and Keen Wong nearly overslid the bag. Duznak stuck there with the tag, but Wong was able to hold the bag. And so a double steal. Throw down there was okay by Herrera. Duznak had to extend out a little bit more to his left than I think he would have liked. But I think Wong was going to get in there no matter what. So a double steal. And again, Keen Wong is approaching the single season franchise record for the Bees. And Wong now with 34. And Dylan Thomas also on the back end of that double steal. The infield in now. And a pitch in for a strike. And it is 1-1. For Dylan Thomas, that is his fourth steal in his eighth attempts. Infield is in. Tying run at third, nobody out. The pitch is going to miss inside. And it's 2-1. Caleb Berger making his 38th appearance, his 37th in relief. 3-1 with a 5.87 ERA. Southpaw sets, and now the 2-1. And it is a breaking ball just missing the outside corner, and now it's 3-1. Berger, in 38 and a third innings, has given up 25 earned runs on 40 hits, 25 walks, 41 strikeouts. So a lot of strikeouts, a lot of walks for Berger. The 3-1 is swung on and missed, and a huge rip taken by Stefanik. He wanted all of that and got none, and a full count. Caleb Berger trying to pull the rabbit out of his hat here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Second and third with nobody out. And the Aces' lead is one run and looking precarious as Berger disengages from the rubber and now nestles back in on the first base side. And Jose Herrera is going to go out to the mound to chat. So Herrera and Berger trying to get on the same page here. Herrera headed back behind home plate. Three balls and two strikes. And a pitch. Strike three called. Berger threw him a fastball, and he caught the zone with it. So Stefanik is down looking, and that is out number one. Berger came at him with a fastball, and Stefanik had to have been looking for something else. So there's one out. And now Orlando Martinez in from the left side. The infield is in. And let's see if that gives Berger some juice as that pitch is in the dirt, ball one. Four runs, eight hits for Reno, three runs, seven hits for Salt Lake. Neither team has committed an error. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss, and now nothing in two. Good zip on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and Berger would love another strikeout. It would be a game changer here. No balls and two strikes to Martinez, lefty to lefty. The 0-2, and a swing and a shot to the shortstop, Hager, who knocks it down, recovers, throw to first, and in time to get Martinez, but a run scores, and Jake Hager pounds his glove. That was a tough try for Hager with the infield in. That was hit sharply, and had Hager gloved it, yes, maybe they would have had a shot at getting the runner coming home, Keen Wong, but that was a really difficult try for Hager, and he did well just to get that out at first base. Hager knocked it down, stayed with it, and threw to first. And again, for Hags, that is a tough try with him playing shallow there. Jake Hager is good defensively as they come. So we are tied at four, and now two outs, and the pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. So 6-3. And an RBI for Orlando Martinez. That run is charged to Blake Rogers, who allows one run in an inning and a third. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and now nothing in two. Four four in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Berger will have to wait as Gomez turns and walks out of the box. Looks like maybe he had something in his eye. The 0-2, and it's in the dirt and blocked by Jose Herrera. One ball and two strikes. Looks like the Diamondbacks have had a huge comeback tonight. They were down 8-1 and now lead at 10-8, and it was a Dalton Varsho grand slam vaulting him ahead. That's ace ball right there. Quite literally. One ball and two strikes, and here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and Berger strikes out Gomez to end the inning, and Berger does a nice job. He walked the first batter that he faced, and after that struck out Stefanik and almost got Martinez to ground out in a fashion where they would have had a try at the plate, but again, Hager able to knock that ball down, and his only play at that point was to first. They had to concede the run, but then Berger strands the go-ahead run at second base, so Berger, when all is said and done, a nice job there. No, one run for the Bees to tie the game. One run, one hit. There were no aces errors, and one man was left stranded. Now to the ninth inning. It's 4-4 on the Aces Digital Network.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company.
Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Rob Zastrzyzny is the new pitcher for the Bees, and Zastrzyzny deals a called strike to Jose Herrera, and it's nothing and one to Jose. In a 4-4 game, Zastrzyzny, the left-hander, is making his second appearance of the series. We saw him two nights ago work a perfect inning and collect two strikeouts. Pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's nothing and two. Herrera, the switch hitter, batting right-handed against the southpaw, Zastrzyzny, who takes over for Austin Warren, who went a perfect inning in two-thirds. Warren collected two strikeouts as part of that. Herrera tonight 0-3. He's grounded out three times. Here's the 0-2, and a check swing on a high pitch, and on the appeal, no swing. This is the first base umpire, Ben Sontag. One ball and two strikes. There is a right-hander in the Bees' bullpen and a right-hander in the Aces' bullpen. Looks like J.B. Wendelken for the Aces. And maybe Nash Walters for the Bees. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a comebacker glances off the glove of Zastrzyzny, but it does get to the second baseman, Stefanik. And that'll be a 1-4-3 putout for out number one. That ball just glanced off of the webbing of the glove of Zastrzyzny, but it did not redirect. It stayed on its course right back up the middle, so Stefanik was already headed to his right, and he's able to make that play rather easily. One down, and Dominic Canzone, who's 1-for-3. Canzone doubled to lead off the seventh inning and then scored two batters later on Duzenak's home run. And the pitch is swung on and missed, and nothing and one to Canzone. Big rip. Only difference in the line score, the Aces have one more hit than the Bees. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a foul back, and it's nothing and two. Reno out hitting Salt Lake 8-7, but we are knotted at 4 here in the top of the ninth inning. What's been a dandy here at Smith's Ballpark. This game just crossing the two-hour mark. Three to the right of second with the shift. The third baseman Gomez playing the shortstop spot. The pitch is way outside. Canzone does not chase it, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a fly ball lifted toward the left field corner. Hit deep. Hunter going back. Angled to his right. And it's going to be out of play. Down by the picnic tables in left. One out, the base is empty, top of the ninth inning in a 4-4 game. The Bees in the bottom of the ninth will have Jake Gatewood, Torrey Hunter Jr., and Anthony Mulrine, the bottom of the order, presumably to face J.B. Wendelken, who's throwing in the Aces' pen. One ball and two strikes. And here comes, and a swing and a pop-up. This is a third base foul territory, a long run for everybody, and Gomez will get over there, but watch it go out of play onto the dugout, and then it bounces up into the second deck, and a fan is there to corral it. Well, now everybody has to catch their breath. Gomez had a long run. The catcher Mulrine was over there giving it a look, and everybody back to their stations and exhaling. 1-2 to Canzone. Zastrzyzny delivers, and a swing and a little looper into left center. A base hit, a great bit of hitting by Canzone. He's reached down and flared that one the opposite way. And Canzone with hits in each of his last two plate appearances. So one on, one out, and Jake Hager is coming up next. Hager getting the signs from Mark Reed in the third base coach's box. Three to the left of second, and a throw to first, and back standing goes Canzone. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Tacoma is leading Oklahoma City 6-3. That game is in the top of the ninth inning. Keep in mind that race in the East is so tight. Three-team race. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, ball one. And Round Rock, one of the teams chasing OKC. And right now, Round Rock is down to its final out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th, trailing Sugarland 7-6. So that's a photo finish happening now. Keep an eye on that. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a liner foul off to the right by Hager, and it's 1-1. Elsewhere, Vegas is leading Sacramento 6-2. So not great news there for the Aces. There's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss. That fastball had some run up and away, and it's now 1-2. A final in 10, El Paso over Albuquerque 9-7. So with El Paso winning, if the Dodgers lose, they would be in a tie with the Chihuahuas. Here's the throw to first, and Canzone back to the back standing. He was not that far off. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Hager is up and away, and it's 2-2. Here it's 4-4 in the top of the ninth. The 2-2, and Hager swings and shoots it foul off the netting above the first base dugout. That pitch looked to be down and in on him. And Hager did a nice job fouling that one off. Jake Hager, who had the walk-off two-run homer with the Aces down to their final out on Saturday. Almost a week removed from that. Up in the ninth with one on and one out in a tie game. Here's the pitch, and Hager swings and fouls that to the first base on deck circle. That was a 79-mile-an-hour changeup there from Zastrzyzny. And now Mulrein wants to visit the mound. Keeping an eye on that to Round Rock Sugarland game. Just waiting for an update there. Bases loaded and two outs. Intriguing, because if Round Rock is able to come back and win that game, and if the Dodgers lose, there would be a three-way tie in the East. Round Rock, El Paso, and Oklahoma City. Two balls and two strikes. And here's the pitch, and Hager swings and fouls that one off to the right. What an at-bat here by Jake Hager. That one fouled off into the sweet level. Second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle. The center fielder Thomas is towards right center. Here's the 2-2, and Hager takes low. And the count has been worked full. This has been a professional at-bat here from Jake Hager. Payoff pitch, and Hager takes down and in. The runner goes. The throwdown's going to be a moot point as Jake Hager draws a walk, and Canzone forced to second anyways. What a terrific at-bat by Hager. And that gets Canzone into scoring position. Hager now at first. Hager is going to remain 1-for-2 on the night. And here comes Camden Duzenac. Also, here comes Lou Marson. And again, he had Nash Walters in the bullpen getting hot, so Nash Walters will be summoned here. And Zastrzyzny leaves with the 2 on and 1 out. And Walters will make his second appearance in a Salt Lake uniform. We'll tell you more about him when we come back after this call to the bullpen break from Salt Lake City. We're in the top of the ninth, tied at 4 with 2 on and 1 out for the Aces. We're back after this on the Aces Digital Network.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chop salads. Delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-through order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Nash Walters, the new pitcher for the Bees, facing Camden Duzenac with first and second and one out in a 4-4 game. The pitch is low and outside, ball one. Duzenac hit a 2-run homer in the 7th inning. At the time, it gave Reno a 4-3 lead. The Bees tied it in the bottom of the 8th, and that's where we are now, 4-4. Walters takes over with Canzone at second, Hager at first. A single and a walk respectively there. The pitch is in the dirt, and a nice stop by Mulrein, and it's 2-0. Nash Walters was acquired by the Angels just 5 days ago. The deal was Nash for cash. Angels acquired Walters from the Brewers for cash considerations. 2 balls and no strikes to Duzenac. That 2-run homer, Duz's only hit of the night. Here's the 2-0, and it's up high. 3 balls and no strikes. Well, I cannot imagine that Duzenac will be swinging here. Three balls and no strikes. Walters is on the first base side of the slab. The outfield straight away. The 3-0, and Duzenac does take low and away, and Walters walks Duzenac to load the bases with one out, and this is a golden opportunity here for the Aces and for Giancarlo Cintron, who comes up 1-for-4 tonight with a double in the 4th inning, extending his hit streak to 9 games. And given Cintron's terrific bat-to-ball skills, this is exactly the guy that you want up in this spot. Cintron, a guy that usually makes contacts. And if he does here, he might give the Aces the lead, even if he makes an out. Here's the pitch. And Cintron takes wide, ball one. So Walters still has not thrown a strike, and he'll be visited by Mulrein, his battery mate. One ball and no strikes. Walters, as Mulrein goes back behind home plate, throws the baseball away. Wanted a new one. 1 ball and no strikes. The Aces with the bases loaded in a 4-4 game in the ninth. The corner infielders are in. Middle infielders are back, hoping to turn two. The 1-0 is taken for a strike. That was a breaking ball thrown there by Walters, and he was in a spot where he really had to land that pitch, and he did. One ball and one strike. Canzone at third, Hager at second, Duzenac at first. Here's the pitch. And Cintron swings and pops it up first base foul territory toward the seats, and that's where it will wind up into the sea of folks down the right field line. One ball and two strikes to Giancarlo Cintron. And this is where the Aces really need his bat-to-ball skills with two strikes. Cintron trying to get one in play. That would give the Aces the lead. The middle infielders, again, are back about three-quarters of the way back. Third baseman Gomez even with the bag. The first baseman Gatewood is tiptoes touching the infield grass, and now Cintron steps out a moment. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul ball topped over by the third base dugout. 87 on that pitch from Nash Walters. Walters from Lindale, Texas. 90th overall pick in the 2015 draft, a third round selection out of Lindale High School. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and Walters with a 94 mile an hour two seam fastball gets Giancarlo Cintron for out number two and a big strikeout. So a massive strikeout picked up by Nash Walters, and now let's see if Dominic Fletcher can come up clutch here. Fletcher is 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored in the sixth. The center fielder Thomas is slightly towards left. And here's the pitch to Fletcher, who takes in the dirt, and it comes up and gets the chest protector of Anthony Mohrein. On the out-of-town scoreboard, they are now in the top of the 11th in Round Rock, and Sugar Land and Round Rock tied 7-7, so Round Rock got two runs to tie it in at the bottom of the 10th inning, and that game now in the 11th. They're in the bottom of the 9th in OKC, Tacoma leading 6-3. Here it's 4-4. The Aces have the bases loaded. Two outs, top of the 9th. Fletcher takes up high. And it's two balls and no strikes. That was a breaking ball. The crowd boos, but they can't be booing the home plate umpire, Paul Clemens, because he's not the guy making the call. That's Hawkeye. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. And Fletcher takes in tight, and now 3-0. So three balls and no strikes, and I can't imagine Fletcher's going to be offering here. Here's the 3-0, and it is taken down the middle for a strike, and it's 3-1. Bases loaded, two outs. Now everything's on the table here with 3-1 the count and a pitch. And Fletcher takes a strike. That one just grazed the inside edge, and now we have action. A full count, 3-2, bases loaded, two outs. Here comes, runners go, a swing and a line drive foul above the upper deck on the left side. Another payoff pitch coming to Fletcher. And it's on the way. Runners go. A swing and a miss. And Fletcher down on strikes. And Nash Walters returns from the abyss. He walked Camden Duzenac to load the bases with one out upon entering. And then gets back-to-back strikeouts of Cintron and Fletcher. And Fletcher was ahead in the count 3-0. And Walters comes back to strike out. A very tough hitter to strike out. So no runs for the Aces. One hit, no errors, and they leave them loaded as a golden opportunity falls by the wayside. And we go to the bottom of the 9th, tied at 4 here in Salt Lake City on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients.
Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
J.B. Wendelken is the new pitcher for the Aces. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning in a 4-4 game, and the crowd has been frenzied here the last couple of innings. This has been an entertaining ball game tonight. And Jake Gatewood, Torrey Hunter Jr., and Anthony Mulrine do for the Bees. And the pitch is swung on and missed by Gatewood, and it's nothing in one. Gatewood is 0 for 3. He's grounded out twice to the left side and fly to center. There's the 0-1, and it's high and tight, and Gatewood spins back out of the way. Ball and one strike, and the pitch, and Gatewood takes off the outside, and it's 2-1. Wendelken's 2-1, and Gatewood swings and misses a big rip at a 94 mile an hour fastball. Wendelken 5-0 with a 3.63 ERA. He's been excellent since arriving in Reno. 15 appearances now, this being his 15th. 17 and a third innings. He's given up 7 earned runs on 11 hits, 7 walks, and 22 strikeouts. Wendelken with the 2-2. And a swing and a ground ball pulled to third. It's going to be collected by Duzenac, a crow hop, and a throw to first in time to get Gatewood. And that is out number one. And Torrey Hunter Jr. coming up next. Center fielder Fletcher slightly towards left. Wendelken deals, and it's swung on and missed, and nothing in one to Torrey Hunter Jr., who is trying to end this game with that swing. 4 runs, 9 hits for the Aces. 4 runs, 7 hits for the Bees. Neither team has committed an error. Wendelken trying to pitch this game into extra innings. And here comes, and Hunter takes low and outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Wendelken's not allowed a hit in each of his last 2 outings, is not allowed a run in his last 5. And the 1-1, and it is low. And now 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1. And a swing and a ground ball to third. This is Duznak again. Sliding stop from his knees. Throw across to first in time to get Torrey Hunter Jr. Camden Duznak makes every single play. And that time Duznak sliding and to his left and from his knees making that throw. Camden Duzenac, some kind of athlete. And if you just look at him, you know, sure he looks the part a little bit, but you just can't tell from looking at him how good an athlete he is. Is the pitch on the way, and it is outside ball one. Duzenac, again, a diminutive 5'8", 170 pounds, but just does everything. 1-0 to Mulrine, and a pitch, and a breaking ball spun in for a strike by Wendelken, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss. Good slider there from Wendelken, and it's now 1-2. 1-2. Mulrine 1-for-3. He singled in the third. Since then, he has struck out swinging and fly to left. Wendelken a strike away from sending this game to extra innings. And the 1-2 is swung on and missed, and that is where we are headed, as striking out swinging is Mulrine. And Wendelken punctuates that 1-2-3 inning with a K and nothing across for the Bees. And we are headed to the 10th inning here in Salt Lake City, tied 4-4 on the Aces Digital Network. A new pitcher for the Bees as we head to the top of the 10th inning. So extra innings and the extra inning rules come into play, meaning that Dominic Fletcher will start as the free runner at second base for the Aces. Need to get Fletcher out there. There he comes out of the third base dugout. And Jordan Luplo will lead it off. So Brian Moran takes over in a 4-4 game and takes over for Nash Walters, who did a fine job in the ninth inning. And here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike by Luplo. Slow breaking ball, and that's what Moran will feature. And it's nothing in one. Nash Walters came in with two on and one out, issued a four-pitch walk to Camden Duzenac. And then, with the bases loaded and one out, got back-to-back strikeouts of two tough cookies, Cintron and Fletcher's. That pitch missing inside at 70, and it's 1-1. So Walters, who took over for Rob Zastrzyzny, goes two-thirds of an inning. Here's the pitch, and now Luplo bunts third base side. It's going to land fair, and it's going to keep on rolling, and it will be touched in foul territory by Gomez. Well, Luplo almost got the bunt down, and he almost got lucky, because if that ball deadens and does not roll foul, at that point it would have been a bunt hit, because Gomez was committed to letting it roll, seeing if it would go foul. Unfortunately for Gomez, it did. Unfortunately for Luplo, it did. So again, Walters, two-thirds of an inning, and he walked one batter and struck out two, did not allow a hit or a run. There's the pitch and a floater up and away, 69 miles an hour on that pitch. There's the 2-2, and a swing and a liner caught by the second baseman, Stefanik, and what a grab. My goodness, Stefanik in the shift on the left side of the infield went flying through the air. Oh my goodness, full extension, flying to his right. And what a snag by Stefanik for out number one, and that saves a run. Man, oh man, here is Leandro Cedeno. And the pitch on the way from Moran is low and inside, ball one. That is a massive play in this game by Stefanik. Moran making his 40th appearance, his 39th in relief, 4-2 with a 3.43 ERA, and the pitch is low and in. And it is two balls and no strikes to Cedeno. Moran in 44 and two-thirds innings has allowed 17 earned runs on 41 hits, 12 walks, 49 strikeouts. The 2-0, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Was just passed along a note by the voice of the Bees, Steve Klauke, legendary voice. Back on May 9th, 2011, Gil Velasquez, of course, now the Aces manager, one time played for the Bees. Here's the 2-1, and a pitch that's going to hit the foot of Cedeno. He checked his swing, and the appeal, no swing, meaning that Cedeno can take his base. If they'd ruled that Cedeno had gone around, that would have been a strike, but Cedeno got hit on the foot, so he's walking a bit gingerly up the first base line with that 290-pound frame. Cedeno looks more like a left tackle. So he is up the first base line now, and a Buddy Kennedy coming up. Anyways, to finish that thought on Gil Velasquez, May 9th, 2011, Gil had a walk-off single in the bottom of the seventh in game two of a doubleheader versus Reno. Kind of a cool note with the Gil now managing on the other side. And Cole Tucker, who was coaching first base, will step in as the pinch runner for Leandro Cedeno. And Cedeno, who's the DH, so this is going to be a straight switch here for the DH as Tucker pinch runs here in the 10th. And Buddy Kennedy in the box, and Kennedy takes off the outside, ball one. So Fletcher at second, the free runner, and Cole Tucker, the pinch runner, at first. Here's the pitch, and Kennedy swings and misses. 84 on that pitch from Moran, and it's 1-1. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Sugarland has taken an 8-7 lead on Round Rock. That game is in the top of the 12th. So another extra inning game in the league. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a chop to the left side. It's going to be taken by the shortstop, Palamaki. Goes to second for one, throw to first, is in time. And I thought Kennedy had beaten it out, and Kennedy can't believe it. Kennedy's standing with his arms spread, looking at the first base umpire. I thought Kennedy had gotten in there, and I'm not sure they're going to show us a replay. They're not putting one up immediately here, but that is a double play, and it goes 6-4-3. And that will set the Bees up nicely to try and win this in the bottom of the 10th. No runs, no hits, there were no errors, and one man left stranded after that double play. To the bottom of the 10th, it remains 4-4 on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right, your face needs to eat too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field, and two free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we go to the bottom of the 10th inning, and the Bees need just one to win it. And they'll have the free runner at second base. Monte Harrison is going to pinch run for Anthony Mulrine. Mulrine, the ninth place hitter and catcher, scheduled to be the pinch runner, but they're going to have Harrison pinch running. And the pitch is bunted by Palamaki back toward the mound. Wendelken has it, fires to first, and in time to get Jake Palamaki. So the sacrifice is good, and it goes 1-3. So Palamaki advances the pitch runner Harrison and winning run to third, and the infield is in for Keen Wong. And now time is called by the catcher, and they're going to intentionally walk Keen Wong here and go after Dylan Thomas. The reason is obvious. They want to try for the double play. It is Wendelken still out there for the Aces. And here comes Gil Velasquez. And Gil, with nobody warming in the pen, just wants to meet with the infield here and with Wendelken and talk strategy. Everybody is gathered on the mound. So again, it'll be runners at the corners with one out, and Wong means nothing at first base. He's more of a liability for Salt Lake as that puts the double play in order. So J.B. Wendelken in a spot where he needs an unproductive out. Facing Dylan Thomas, who's 0-2. Thomas has walked twice and scored once. Monte Harrison, the winning run at third. The trail runner is Wong at first. Again, more of a liability. Three to the right of second. They are in. And here's the pitch. And it's swung on and lined foul. That's going to hit off the netting down the left field line and above the Reno bullpen. And it's nothing in one to Dylan Thomas. Thomas does not need a hit. He does not have a hit tonight. He doesn't need one here to win this game for the Bees. He needs to just put the ball in play in a fashion that would get Harrison home from third with one out. There's the 0-1. And a check swing on a pitch high and tight from Wendelken. And Thomas was able to check it. One ball and one strike. Again, the Aces failed to get the free runner home in the top of the 10th inning. And now the Bees need just one, and they have that runner at third base with less than two outs. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a foul back. Good rip taken by Thomas, and it's 1-2. Again, the Aces have three to the right of second. Hager and Cintron are playing about three-quarters of the way in. The first baseman, Canzone, holding Keen Wong over there at first, and the third baseman, Duzenak, is playing at the edge of the cutout, even with the bag. Wendelken on the third base side of the rubber. The outfielder shallowed up. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a little looper. Foul. Down by the exposed bullpen down the left field line. It's been a great crowd tonight here in Salt Lake. It's been a game worthy of this crowd and vice versa. One ball and two strikes. Wendelken on the third base side of the slab looking for a strikeout. And it's on the way. And a swing and a fly ball to deep center field. This might be good enough. Going back is Fletcher. He makes the catch. Tagging from third, coming in with the winning run for Salt Lake is Monte Harrison, and the Bees will win this game. And Salt Lake has taken three of the first four from the Aces here at Smith's Ballpark. So to go is a sack fly for Dylan Thomas. Thomas doing what he had to do, just putting the ball in play. And again, that'll be an unearned run for Jamie Wendelken because it's the free runner. But it'll be Wendelken's first loss in an Aces uniform. As the Bees, in a riveting game here in Salt Lake City tonight, win this one by a final of 5-4. And the final totals, Salt Lake 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Reno 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher tonight is going to be Brian Moran. So Moran, who pitched a scoreless top of the 10th inning and worked around that free runner, gets the win, and he is now 5-2. The losing pitcher is J.B. Wendelken. Again, just hard luck there for Wendelken. It's his first loss in an Aces uniform, and the run he gave up unearned as it was the free runner, and Wendelken is now 5-1, and there was no save. We'll have the official time of the ball game and the paid attendance coming up on the post-game portion of our broadcast, which is coming up next from Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. Again, our final score in 10 innings, the Bees 5 and the Aces 4, and we're back to discuss next on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back inside Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have had you with us. This one has gone final, and there is a lot to lament if you're the Aces tonight. As Reno falls tonight by a final of 5-4 in 10 innings, the Aces, who had the bases loaded with one out in the top of the ninth, trying to push across the go-ahead run, give themselves a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth inning. They failed to score, and Aces have struggled with runners in scoring position the last couple of games. And then the Aces unable to get that free runner in the 10th inning. There was a ridiculous catch made by Michael Stefanik on a ball put in play by Jordan Luplo that would have gotten that run in. So don't forget about that play. And then the Bees cashing in, getting a sack fly from Dylan Thomas to win it in the bottom of the 10th. Let's get you started with our final game totals. For the Bees, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 6. For the Aces, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 8. The winning pitcher was Brian Moran, now 5-2. The losing pitcher, J.B. Wendelken, now 5-1. No save in a game that took 2 hours and 40 minutes, and the paid attendance, 8,057, 8,057, the announced paid crowd here at Smith's Ballpark tonight. Well, this was a brilliantly pitched game, especially early on. Cesar Valdez and Danny Olivero, and the ice was broken in the top of the fourth inning. We didn't have a base runner in this game until Jake Hager reached on an infield single with one out in the third. And then finally in the fourth, the Aces pushing a run across. Giancarlo Cintron extending his hit streak to 9 games. His only hit of the night, a double to left center. And then 2 batters later with Cintron at third base and one out, Jordan Luplo grounded to the shallow infield. It was Stefanik playing on the left side in the shift. He fielded it, but his throw home was a little bit offline. It was off the glove of Mulrein, who kept it close, but Mulrein never had it in his glove. Cintron slid across the plate. Just a fielder's choice on which no out was recorded and an RBI for Luplo, and the Aces had a 1-0 lead. The Bees would get 2 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's been call and answer for Salt Lake the last couple of games. Every time the Aces score, the Bees come right back and do it to them. Dylan Thomas drew a leadoff walk, and then Michael Stefanik lined his 3rd home run of the season, a laser out to left field, and that gave the Bees a 2-1 lead. The Aces would tie it in the top of the 6th inning with the one out. It would be Dominic Fletcher with a single, Jordan Luplo with a single, and then 2 batters later with 2 outs, a clutch 2-out single by Buddy Kennedy would tie the game at 2. But then, in the bottom of the 6th inning, Danny Olivero retired the first 2 hitters. Looked like he'd breeze right through that 6th inning. At that point, Olivero had retired 8 in a row, but then 3 straight 2-out singles, Stefanik, Orlando Martinez, and Jose Gomez, and Gomez drove in Stefanik and gave the Bees a 3-2 lead. So back and forth we went, and that was the end of the line for Olivero, who went 5 2/3 innings, and he looked good again. He gave up 3 runs, all earned on 6 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 4. So Reno trailing 3-2 going into the 7th inning, and Cesar Valdez back out, and he gave up a leadoff double to Dominic Canzone, and then Jake Hager dropped down a sacrifice bunt to get Canzone to 3rd, setting up Camden Duzenac for a sac fly perhaps, but no, Duzenac would do one better. A 2-run homer to left, and that extended his hit streak to 6 games, and it gave the Aces a 4-3 lead. It also knocked Valdez from the game. Valdez, 6 1/3 innings. He allowed 4 runs, all earned on 6 hits. He didn't walk anybody, and he struck out 4. So the Aces held a 4-3 lead going into the bottom of the 8th inning. And in the bottom of the 8th, Keen Wong with a leadoff single. This was facing Blake Rogers. And at that point, Rogers was lifted for Caleb Berriger. Berriger walked Dylan Thomas, and then a double steal got runners to 2nd and 3rd with nobody out. Berriger would strike out Stefanik looking. But then Orlando Martinez would hit a ground ball to the shallow playing shortstop Hager. Hager knocked the sharp ground ball down. He was unable to field it cleanly. Had he done so, maybe he has a chance to throw home. But Hager did well just to knock it down and throw to first, considering he was playing in. And that ball was hit very hard. And that became an RBI ground out for Martinez that tied the game at 4. Obviously, it stayed there till extra innings, but in the top of the 9th inning, it'd be remiss if we didn't go over that opportunity missed for the Aces. It was Rob Zastrzyzny in, and Zastrzyzny would get Jose Herrera to ground out to start the inning, but then Dominic Canzone singled, Jake Hager walked, out went Zastrzyzny, in came Blake Walters, or in came Nash Walters, I beg your pardon. Walters would walk Camden Duzenac on 4 pitches. So the Aces had the bases loaded with one out, a golden opportunity. And in those situations, you just have to find a way to come through. And credit Nash Walters. He got back-to-back strikeouts of 2 very hard hitters to strike out in Giancarlo Cintron and Dominic Fletcher. Back-to-back Ks. And that kept the game tied at 4 going into the bottom of the 9th inning. In the bottom of the 9th, Wendelken set them down in order. And then in the top of the 10th, the Aces had Fletcher, the free runner at 2nd base, and Jordan Luplo came up, and Luplo came oh so close to lining one in the left center field. They had the shift on to the left side, and Michael Stefanik, playing at the rim of the outfield grass, made the catch of the game, went flying through the air to his right, made the catch in the webbing of his glove to save that ball from going to the outfield and to save the go-ahead run from coming in. That kept the game tied at 4. After that, Cedeno is hit by a pitch, putting 2 on. with one out, but then Buddy Kennedy would ground into a 6-4 three-inning ending double play. So we stayed tied going to the bottom of the 10th inning, and in the bottom of the 10th, the free runner at second base would be the pinch runner, Monte Harrison. Palamaki with a sack bunt to get Harrison up to third base, and after they intentionally walked Keen Wong trying to set up a potential inning-ending double play, Dylan Thomas came up, and Thomas hit a fly ball to deep center, and off the bat you knew it was probably good enough to get the run in. Fletcher made the catch, but easily tagging and scoring from third, Monte Harrison, the winning run, and J.B. Wendelken suffers the loss in a game in which he didn't allow a hit, and the Aces fall in 10 innings by a final of 5-4. Again, our final totals, the Bees, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 6 stranded. The Aces, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They stranded 8. The winning pitcher, Brian Moran, now 5-2. The losing pitcher, J.B. Wendelken, now 5-1. And there was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 40 minutes. And the paid attendance, 8,057, 8,057. A great crowd tonight, now enjoying postgame fireworks here in Salt Lake City. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, they're in the bottom of the 12th in Round Rock, and with one on and one out, the Express are trailing Sugar Land 11-9, so that would be a tough loss for Round Rock, considering the Dodgers lost tonight to Tacoma 6-3, so Tacoma beats Oklahoma City 6-3. El Paso wins in extra innings in 10 innings. They defeat Albuquerque 9-7, so it's El Paso and Oklahoma City tied atop the East. And if Round Rock finds a way to come back and win that game, they'd join them. But to right now, Round Rock down to its final out, trailing by 2 in the bottom of the 12th. And one game still in progress, Vegas leading Sacramento 8-3. So not good news there out of Sacramento. And perhaps the Aces' magic number would remain at 11 going into tomorrow, unless the Rivercats come back and win. Vegas would be 7 games back if they hang on and win that game in Sacramento. That's the out-of-town scoreboard on this Friday, September 9th, 2022. As far as what's to come tomorrow, game 5 of this series, the Aces now need to win back-to-back games to earn a split. Aces starter still to be determined tomorrow. I wouldn't be shocked if it's Tyler Holton. On the mound for the Bees, Jansen Junk and the right-hander, 1-5 with a 4.20 ERA. 5:35 Pacific time first pitch. Our pregame coverage on the radio at 5:25 p.m. Pacific time, and we hope you'll join us for that. And that about does it for us tonight from Smith's Ballpark. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. Do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. Would also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff for all they do. Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side. AJ Grimm and Chase Groden run the social media. And for everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball, I'm Zach Beirute saying so long from Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake. Again, our final score tonight in 10 innings, the Bees 5 and the Aces 4. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, 5:35 Pacific time first pitch with our pregame coverage on the radio at 5:25. And we'll look forward to catching you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Have a great start to your weekend. And so long from Salt Lake City.